Dear sisters across the globe, we, Federation of General Workers Myanmar and its Women Committee, are sending this letter to celebrate the International Women's Day. As you all know, that the International Women's Day was previously known as International Working Woman Day. International Women's Day, during its initial inception, was created in order to strengthen the struggles of women internationally and to recognize the struggles of women globally. If we trace back the original history of International Women's Day, the day was the anniversary of a year-long strike by garment female workers in New York, demanding for equal pay and ending sexual harassment against women at the workplace in 1908. It was also regarded as a day of struggle for universal women's suffrage during the International Working Woman Conference in 1910, and it was also a day in which, in 1917, garment female workers in Russia went on protest, demanding for bread, ending World War I, and the farmers' rights to land on that day. If we look back our country's history, Myanmar have been ruled by successive military dictatorships since 1962, not so long after gaining independence from the British. Since the successive military dictatorships have built their foundation of governance on patriarchy and racism, where one ethnic group is considered superior over others, working-class women and LGBTQ from different faiths and ethnicities have been repressed and treated as inferior beings. In resistance against these repressions, the working-class women of different backgrounds and ethnicities have fought for equality, peace, eradication of workplace oppressions, and the return of confiscated farmlands under successive authoritarian rules. Resistance by women also continued after the military forcefully took power in February 2021. This was witnessed by the protests of thousands of women garment workers who came out to the streets calling for the eradication of military dictatorship. Moreover, women, young and old, from different religious and ethnic backgrounds in both cities and the countryside all over the country joined the recessive anti-junta movement protests. In response to these, many number of women, including union leaders, journalists, artists, women of different professions, and women of different ethnic and religious backgrounds were killed, arrested, or imprisoned. As a consequence of military takeover, the working-class women in the industry sector, especially in the garment, are now being seriously deprived of their rights and exploited by the employer who took the advantage of the current political crisis. Forced overtime, forced resigning the pregnant women workers, denial of holidays including paid maternity leave, verbal and sexual harassment, illegal dismissals are faced by women garment workers. However, we, the working class women, who have continuously resisted the oppression and exploitation at the workplace by authoritarian employers since before the coup, well understood that we must root the military dictatorship out, which has been repressing our whole society. The frame of references for military dictatorship on which patriarchy was founded are pervasive in our society, such as in our daily social relations, in politics, in our economic life, and in education. Our fight against the military dictatorship is also our struggle against the patriarchy, which considers women as inferior beings. Thus, our fight against the military dictatorship is our struggle for our liberation as women and as human. In conclusion, Federation of General Workers Myanmar and its Women Committee hereby celebrates the International Women's Day while saluting the struggles of oppressed women, including the working class women all over the globe.